Parshat Chayesara, one of the stories in Parshat Chayesara is Avram sending his servant to go find a wife for his son Yitzchak. And when he tells him the story of what he wants from him, so in Perek Chavdal, Pasuk Zayin, he says, Hashem Elokei Hashamayim, Shelokachani mibeit avi, me'eretz molaretzi, v'asher dibeli, v'asher nishbali, l'imur lezarecha, tein la'aretz hazot, hu yishlach malachol lefanecha, v'lachachta yishalev nimisham. So the servant is hesitant. You know, what if the lady doesn't want to come? What if I don't find the right person, etc., etc.? So Avram says, Elokei Hashamayim, the God of the sky, who took me out of my father's house, brought me here, told me that this is going to be my land, that same God, he's going to be the one who is going to help you. So it's a very interesting phrase of Avram Avinu. But Rashi points out that if you look back in Pasuk Gimel, when he wants the Eved to swear to him about what he's going to do, he says, "Vashbiacha b'Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Elokei Haaretz Asher Lo Tikachi Shilivni Mibnot Haknani Asher Anochi Yoshev Mikarbo." Says, "Swear to me that you won't let him marry one of the local girls. That you're going to go to Canaan to get one of my relatives, or, you know, depending on how you explain the pshat of these sukkim, the kids are to get a girl from somewhere else and not a girl from here. I don't like these local ones." So there he says, "Vashbiachav Hashem, Elokei Hashamayim v'Elokei Haaretz." And here in our pasuk, he says, "Hashem Elokei Hashamayim." So why in one pasuk is he Elokei Shamayim? At one pasuk he is Elokei Shamayim v'Aretz. That's Rashi's question. And Rashi's answer is, "Amar lo, achshavu Elokei Shamayim v'Elokei Haaretz, shir galti b'fi habriot. Aval kishlakachnu mibeit avi haya Elokei Shamayim v'lo Elokei Haaretz. Shelo ayu ba'e olam makirim bo, v'shmo lo haya ragil ba'aretz." What does Rashi say? Rashi's saying Avram is recognizing something he's accomplished. Originally, Hashem was only in the Shemayim, because Hashem's presence in this world is dependent on us recognizing him, allowing him in. Meaning, I don't mean technically HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limited in any way, but in terms of Avram Avinu's role was to bring Hashem down and spread the message of monotheism to the world. So Avram is saying he used to be just Elokei Hashamayim. Now he's Elokei Hashamayim v'aretz. Now that I've gotten people talking about him and knowing about him, now Hashem is Elokei Hashamayim v'aretz. But originally he was just Elokei Hashamayim. So when he says to him the Shvua, he's saying the Shvua is, swear to me by the God of Shamayim v'aretz. That's where he is. When he's telling him the story, he's saying the God who took me out of Haran and brought me here to Eretz Yisrael, which God was that? That was Hashem Elokei Shamayim. He wasn't yet Elokei Shamayim v'aretz because no one was here on earth spreading his word to everybody else. That's all in Rashi. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, whoa, Rashi. You know, there's something called Yeshivat Shem V'Ever. So if there's something called Yeshivat Shem V'Ever, somebody was talking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu here on earth. So what do you mean he's only Elokei Shamayim until you spread the word? And now all of a sudden he's Elokei Shamayim V'Aretz. Okay, I grant you, at the Nefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, there's more of them, Kol HaKavod Avram. I don't want to take anything away from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, you're doing great work. But Hashem wouldn't exist here on earth at all without you? What about Shem V'Aver? That's Rav Moshe Feinstein's kasha. Okay? So Rav Moshe Feinstein answers that for whatever reason, Shem V'Aver existed, but they existed, they only taught whoever showed up to their base medrash. They didn't put out flyers and ad campaigns and send the director of their program to the Israel Night and the local high schools in America saying, come to our yeshiva. They just had their yeshiva. There was no virtual Beit Midrash. There was no YouTube channel. There was none of that. It was just, whoever comes here can learn Torah. So, who came there? If, for some reason, whatever you had in terms of, you know, multiple gods, you know, you were pagans, in terms of whatever was going on in the world, you didn't like it, you decided to be a searcher, a seeker for truth, So you might try this place, you might try that place, and word of mouth, you might eventually find out about a place called Yeshiva Chimvever. You'll make your way to the cave in Tzfat, and you'll find them there, and you'll go in, and you'll attend a shiur or two. If you like it, you'll stay a while. You don't like it, you leave. So the only reach of Shema Ever was whoever showed up to their Beit Midrash. And therefore, that was really limited. It was very few people. And you were just as likely to not end up in Shema Ever if you were a searcher or seeker. You could have, instead of ending up in Yeshiva Shema Ever, going to Yeshiva at Hare Kedem, and Yeshiva at Stom, and Yeshiva at Kofrim, and Pagans galore. And you would have ended up in the wrong place. And you would have been taught the wrong ideas. Not monotheism, and not what Hashem is, and what Hashem's all about. And therefore, because Shem Ve'ever, they may have done a wonderful job in their yeshiva, but because it was really an enclosed yeshiva, and not somebody going out and looking to try and spread the word and trying to be Makar of the world, their effect was limited. And therefore, only when Avraham Avinu worked his Avraham Avinu magic with his special four-sided tent and feeding people and then telling them, hey, don't thank me, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his special patented brand of Kiruv and spreading Hashem's name, only then, all of a sudden, does Hashem change from Hashem Elokei Shamayim to Elokei Shamayim Va'aretz. And therefore, only with Avraham Avinu is it possible that he's going to now start teaching the world. And Avraham Avinu was spreading, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, the person would come, he would teach them one mitzvah. And they would go, they'd get used to it, they'd come back, they'd want to hear something else, they'd learn a second mitzvah. And so on and so forth. For shame. And Avram was going out looking for these people. Come to my open house. We're gonna have a chillant and the chizuk, and we'll talk about things. We'll have whatever we're gonna have. Come. This was Avram Avinu going out to doing it. Shem ve'ever. It was only people who. The only way you were gonna get to do more was if you on your own decided to go back there. So Avram Avinu was okay. Sheyakiru zema'at. And this one will go tell his children, listen, you know what I did one time? I met this guy Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu taught me these two mitzvahs. So everybody, let's keep these two mitzvahs. He's going to tell his kids to keep those two mitzvahs. And those two kids can grow up and be like, you know, there's two mitzvahs, maybe there's three. Let's find this Avraham Avinu guy. And they go to Avraham Avinu, and all of a sudden they're now doing three mitzvahs, and they're going to teach it to their kids, who will want to do four. And that was Avraham Avinu's plan, ki mitzvah gorere mitzvah. V'lachein nechshav me'ata gam elokei ha'aretz sheyesh l'zekiyum. Because in terms of being a plan that can work, that can take hold, that can last, that continue to further generation, rather than stopping once you leave the door, it's only through Avraham Avinu's type of a method, not from Shem Ve'ever. And this fits very well with what we know about Avraham Avinu. The Torah tells us, Ki Yidativ L'man Asher Yitzav Ibanu B'nei Tu'av. Only because we know Avraham Avinu, Hashem says, I chose Avraham Avinu because he's willing to be the one to spread the word. This is very similar to the idea we had, those who were at the Chavetz Chaim last year, when we did the Chavetz Chaim all the Torah. So he also says, Shem Ve'ever, he didn't even teach their kids. If our kids want to know the truth, they'll come and learn. They don't want to know the truth, that's their problem. Avraham Avinu's Chiddush was he was going to spread it to his kids. That was the Chavetz Chaim. So here the Darish Moshe is taking a slightly different generation. They taught it to whoever. They wanted to teach it to whoever, but only whoever came to them. Avraham Avinu was willing to go out and spread this message to the whole world, and therefore, to Avram's credit, not to Shem Ve'ever's credit, to Avraham Avinu's credit, is that now Hashem has gone from Hashem Elokei Shamayim to Hashem Elokei Shamayim Elokei Haaretz. May we be zoche to continue to perpetuate this role that Avraham Avinu has in the world. That's our role of Klal Yisrael. Our role as Klal Yisrael is to spread the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the whole world.
Shkoyach. Did you say that this?